The Word of God from Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. On the second day of classes this school year, way back in August, we gathered here in Trinity Chapel and sang two hymns and a song that have a strong connection to what we believe and teach here at Bethany. One Thing Needful, On My Heart Imprint Thine Image, and High Amid the Trees. The first two are important and long-lasting hymns of the Lutheran Church with strong theology of the cross that points us to Jesus alone for our salvation. But even that quaint little Bethany song keeps our focus on heavenly things. High amid the trees you stand, Bethany, O guide of youth. Perhaps it's a little lofty, maybe even sounds a little corny, but it directs our thoughts and minds ultimately to heaven, pointing up with kindly hand, filling hearts and minds with truth. If our education here at Bethany directs students only to a good and honest life here on earth, to hard, industrious work, or only to success and prosperity, then we have fulfilled only part of our mission. St. Paul in our text today says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. It's not that things on the earth are all bad and evil. There is evil on the earth. There is evil in our hearts. But there are also many good things here on earth, and we've experienced a lot of them over this past year in academics, arts, athletics, and many other activities. Those are things we should pursue, but with the right perspective. Their importance is mainly here on earth, and they need to be used to direct us to heavenly things. Our mission is not an education only to make one healthy, wealthy, and wise, but to be like John the Baptist, pointing to Jesus and saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That Lamb is now seated in the throne of glory at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. And therefore, Paul says, set your minds on things above. Those things above are heavenly things. First of all, God himself, the Holy Trinity, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. Christ, the everlasting Son of God, our Savior and Lord. The forgiveness of sins through God's grace in Christ, given to us in the means of grace and received through faith alone. The promise of heaven and salvation and eternal life. Knowledge of these things and trusting that God graciously gives them to us. That is an education that lasts beyond a lifetime. When we keep our minds on things above, we trust and rely in Jesus alone for our salvation. He came down to be our brother and our substitute, and now he ascends again to be our Lord and Savior, and he promises to prepare a place for us. Jesus says, because I live, you shall live also. Thursday this week is Ascension, 40 days after Easter. And it is fitting that graduation and the end of the school year so often coordinate with that time period. When we leave this school year, we don't know when or if we will see any particular person again this side of heaven. But Jesus lived and died and rose again to redeem us from our sins and from the condemnation of hell that we deserve, so that we can look forward in faith to seeing our fellow believers again in heaven. The first day of classes last fall, I asked my students to look each other in the eye and shake hands with each other, because 100 years from now, It is my hope that they will see each other in heaven, because Jesus Christ has saved them, because the Holy Spirit will raise us from the grave to live in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. St. Paul says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That simple Bethany song directs us away from ourselves to Christ in heaven. When we leave your sheltered side, may we all your hopes fulfill. May your lessons e'er abide. May your hand point upward still. We pray for God's protection and guidance for all of us this summer and into the future. He will direct our paths, our careers, our families, our lives, and his Holy Spirit will keep us in true faith unto eternal life. Set your minds on things above. Set your mind on Jesus, who was crucified for you, who is your life and your salvation. Then, 100 years from now, we can see each other in the unending joys of heaven. Amen. Let us pray. On my heart imprint thine image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures have no power thee to efface. This the superscription be, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated for a brief presentation.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kai Kanis, Student Body President, and we are here before you again to recognize two valued members of the Bethany community who are leaving us this year. Ron Young and Judy Miller, if you could please step forward. We were able to present you on Friday at Spring Formal with only half of the award that Steph Rantham, executive of the BAC, and myself as representatives of the entire student body wanted to give you. Today we have for you two plaques inscribed from the entire student body as appreciation for your blessed and appreciated service over your 19 and 43 years. Thank you, and God's blessings on your future plans.
I think I speak on behalf of Judy and myself in appreciation to the Student Senate for this really nice presentation. And I don't know where she's going to put hers, but mine's going up on the mantle in our living room in a very prominent place. So thank you very much.
I'll probably have to put mine in my car somewhere for a little while. So thank you very much. I'm both honored and humbled. Thank you.